The Bird Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Diddy's lawyers are responding to his home getting raided the other day. This whole thing is crazy. So they said Homeland Security investigation officials used what they're calling excessive force in a, quote, unprecedented ambush as they got through his L.A. and Miami homes trying to find evidence in his investigation. So the statement says, yesterday there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs's residence. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. So if you didn't see, his children were handcuffed outside of his L.A. home. They're older kids. It wasn't like, you know, three-year-olds in handcuffs.
Although these Fisher-Price cuffs.
Yeah, these little plastic ones. But they're basically just saying that, you know, he's innocent. We're going to work to clear his name. Blah, 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 blah. No one's been arrested except for his alleged drug dealer at the Miami airport.
Yeah, right, that guy. So I'll say the same thing that everybody else seems to be saying also, and it's kind of cliche. Like, the feds don't do that unless they've got a lot of evidence. They don't knock down your door. They don't go through your drawers unless they have a lot of evidence. This looks really bad.
That's what we were saying yesterday. It's like, if they've been working on this for months, in order for them to get a search warrant of that magnitude, they have to have something in order to go in. And then the fact, I don't think it really looks good. Well, first, it makes me feel a little better that the kids were at the L.A. home. Because Diddy was at his Miami, was in Miami.
So at least you don't got to watch your dad get cuffed?
No. I'm saying we were like, if Diddy's at the Miami airport, because he fled to Antigua, right? Like, that's where he is right now. So if you're at the Miami airport and your kids are at your Miami estate getting handcuffed and you don't go back to, like, get your kids or check on your kids, that is low. But his kids were in L.A., so he didn't have, like, had he been in the same city as his children and he knew his kids were being detained and he didn't go back to that home, that's, like, that's a different level of low. But that wasn't the case.
I still think it, I mean, with his money and his resources, yeah, he can get through anywhere his kids are.
I agree.
And I feel like he did not show up for his kids in that moment, but it just leads to all of these nasty allegations that have been surrounding him for so long. And to comment on how Homeland Security left his homes, I mean, at the time that they're using all this resources and money to come raid your homes, they're not going there when they were dusters. I don't know what what you thought that was going to look like. That, a statement is not going to do it. He's in some deep stuff right now.
Yeah. I didn't know about the Antigua part. I didn't know that he flew to Antigua and that's where he is right now. But yeah, the dude has a private plane. If he wants to go to L.A. and be there for his kids, he would be there. But he's freaked out. Something's up.
100%.
Something is up. Well, speaking of criminal charges and celebs, Taylor Swift's dad, do you remember that photographer incident where he allegedly assaulted a paparazzi out in Australia? Well, it turns out that he's not going to be charged. Australian police say that Scott Swift, Taylor Swift's dad, is not going to face charges due to that alleged altercation, which I think we pretty much all saw coming. It did seem like it was sort of like a little bit of fodder, like, oh, Taylor Swift's dad tried to beat me up when I was trying to take a photo. It's like, that is not what happened. I'm sure he got in her face and he got a little aggressive trying to protect his daughter, as he should.
Yeah, let's hit the lottery for paparazzi. When somebody goes after you, that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get more money. They can sue you.
Yeah, now you have a headline when you didn't before because Taylor Swift was just living her life. Okay, would you be all right with being in a marriage knowing you would have to be in therapy with that person forever? So Sarah Evans is a country singer from like the early 2000s, and she got back together with her husband after she filed for divorce from him a couple of years ago. So she filed for divorce in 2021, and then in 2022, he was arrested for allegedly trying to ram his car into hers. And she says that they're back together, but says they're so happy now, but they will be in therapy until they die.
I wouldn't want to sign up for that arrangement.
Until they die. That is the direct quote. Be in therapy until we die.
It's interesting because actor Terry Crews said that he's kind of become famous for saying this, but he thinks his marriage is successful because they go to therapy when everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a constant thing for them. And I've always looked at therapy as something we got to do when we down. I don't want to have to go to therapy when everything is okay.
Maybe that's the key to it. I don't know. Maybe. I guess you got to work for what you got to do what works in your own marriage. But that sounds exhausting.
Well, the connotation of everything that's happening seems like, okay, you're going to have to be in therapy because of everything you went through. To me, with Terry just being like, oh, we're successful because we're in therapy, that's like preventative. That's just you having maintenance. But if your husband tries to come after you with your car, allegedly, and the fact that you're going to be therapy because of it, to me, that's red flag.
Yeah, that's one of those relationships that sounds like a job.
Yeah. All right, well, people are shocked over ABC's newest pick for The Bachelorette. I'll tell you why the two front runners allegedly weren't chosen on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.